This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our focus today is on the city of Carbondale, and our guests are Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Oh, good to be here.
Good morning.
We've been spending a little bit of time in the past several days and weeks talking with leadership within Southern Illinois University about a change in enrollment strategy now that there's a new enrollment manager in place at SIU Carbondale. I wonder, Gary, I'll start with you. What types of things can the city do in your mind to attract students to Carbondale? Because the city and the university are inextricably tied.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we hear a lot, Jennifer, is we need to look like we're a college town, and we need to show Saluki pride throughout the community. So businesses, if they displayed Saluki posters, their school colors, those types of things, I think when folks visit from the outside, it just reinforces the idea that we're, first and foremost, we're a college town. We're proud that SIU is here. We're proud to be Salukis, and I think it presents a pretty good overall impression of the university.
I know that a lot of people criticized, and I'll let either of you jump in here, criticize the city of Carbondale. They say that it's unsafe, or that it's had some difficulties over the last several years with safety. Mayor, how are you trying to combat that image or that message?
Well, we need to push the good message out, and our crime rate is the lowest it's been in perhaps a decade. We always, unfortunately, the worst crimes get a little more media. But we have a very, very professional police force. They're well-funded, they're using the most up-to-date methods with extended patrols and directed patrols. And when we know there's a trouble spot, we pay attention to it. So we've really been pushing the crime rate down.
So people are talking about where the university should be recruiting from. Are there things in your mind that the city can do to attract new students, and particularly maybe young families that might have students that grow up in the city of Carbondale and stay for SIUC?
We did some marketing research this last year, Jennifer, and one of the things that was very interesting that we've been talking about a lot internally is that almost 90% of people that come to Carbondale that had no impression of the city, that didn't know anything about Carbondale, leave with a positive first impression. And we hear that from folks over and over again. So I think one of the things we need to do is do a better job of marketing our community, marketing the highlights of Carbondale, the good things going on, all the positive qualities about being here and being within the region. And we're going to be doing more of that in the next year with our new branding, with some internal social media stuff we're doing. And actually, we're working with SIU to push out more social media messaging to hit on those points and to also show the connection between the city and the university.
I know that it must be difficult as well to try and keep that marketing message out there when you're also looking at the potential for budget shortfalls or things like that, particularly in terms of state funding. That's being negotiated in Springfield right now. How are things looking for the city when it comes to the proposed state budget or what you're hearing in terms of those negotiations?
We don't really know yet. I mean, it seems like it's been quiet lately. I'll let the mayor, he was just up in Springfield. He probably can speak more knowledgeably about it.
Yeah, last year we suffered a $500,000 cut in the local government distributive fund in November, right in the middle of our fiscal year. This year we're being told that is being restored. The state also imposed a 2% collection fee to collect local taxes and then turn around and send them back to us. That is being cut to 1%. So we're hoping, we have budgeted for the worst and hoping for the best. So, but there seems to be a positive sense in Springfield. I was up there for 3 days a couple of weeks ago with the Illinois Municipal League, and there's just a more of a positive vibe in Springfield than has been there for quite a while.
So some cautious optimism.
Yes, yes.
Sure. You mentioned trying to talk about some of those positive things that go on with the city, and one of the things that Carbondale is known for is this the first Memorial Day observance. And so since this is May and Memorial Day is coming up, it's 150 years, as I understand, since that first Memorial Day with General John A. Logan organizing things. Is there a larger celebration or memorial this year?
There is actually. Our public relations officer has been working with a team of people, Carbondale Tourism, Murfreesboro, City of Murfreesboro, Johnny Logan Museum, and there's going to be more activities throughout the day. I know in the morning we'll have the traditional ceremony at Woodlawn, and then there will be some activities going on in Murfreesboro at the museum there, and then there's a dinner or a lunch as well. So it's a way to hopefully reach out to more people in the region and make more connections about the significance of that day.
You talk about the new things that make a city so vibrant. How important, Mayor, is it to remember that there is this rich history as well?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. You know, we're even speaking of history, we're starting a little memorial park near where SIU Normal building was, so near our police station. So we're working on doing that also. So the old is always good to have and remember where you've been so you can tell where you're going, is the old saying. And incidentally, phase two of our downtown revitalization will start Monday or Tuesday of next week. So
all of those things, certainly things to keep track of. Mayor, the city manager, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller.